Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Preaching and propagating Islam are the responsibilities which are imposed on every Muslim in various capacities that he finds himself in. Now, there is this issue which comes up often between common Muslims to whom the Quran says that in their own immediate atmosphere, in their own circle of authority, in their own people, circle of contact, they are liable to further the cause of good and to forbid evil. They should urge people to adopt good, and they should urge people to refrain from evil. However, there is this phenomena, this issue which often arises in the mind of a common man, and this actually makes him abstain from discharging this all-important responsibility. And the issue at hand is that he, whenever something wrong comes out of him, or for example, if he commits some sin, this makes him very frustrated and disappointed in his own self. And he thinks that if he is sinning and if he is doing something bad, then he has no right to stop the same sin if he finds that sin, for example, in some other person. Now, this is, of course, as I said, something very grave, and it is a very, very effective weapon of Satan. What Satan does is, he tries to frustrate a person. He tries to make a person lose hope in his whole endeavor. And he says that you yourself are something who have done something wrong. So therefore, you have no right. You are not practicing what you're preaching. So therefore, if you're not practicing what you're preaching, you have no right to preach to others, because there is some wrong that you're committing yourself. Now, as I said, that this is something which we have to be very, very careful about. If Satan starts to implement all these suggestions on us, we will indeed become further bogged down. And this is what Islam does not require of us. Islam says that we must never lose hope. And regarding sin, Islam is absolutely clear. The Quran explicitly says in Surah Nisa that if we commit a sin while being overcome and overwhelmed with emotions, then we realize that and we seek repentance of God, seek forgiveness from God, the Almighty has said that He will forgive us at all costs. So therefore, in matters of sin, it is not the sin itself that is important. It is the fact that if you realize that you have committed a sin, you come out of that whole situation, and then you ask God's forgiveness. That's what matters in the eyes of God. So therefore, it is absolutely wrong that if a sin is committed by a person, then that sin should stop him from preaching this wrong thing to others. So, because he would of course think that if he's not being able to practice that or refrain from that sin, then what right has he to perpetuate forbidding wrong or that sin from in the lives of other people? So in this regard, as I said, this is of course something we must be very careful of. And if this sin emanates from us, if we commit such a sin, of course we must come out of it as soon as we realize our folly, and we must seek forgiveness of God. And also, this must never stop us from forbidding this sin whenever we find it in other people. We can of course tell him that we ourselves, or I myself, am not being able to control myself in this particular fashion, on this particular sin. So therefore, let's be together and let's come out of this together and let's fight this sin together. So instead of desisting from forbidding this wrong in others, he should become even more enthusiastic, because by sharing this with others and by stopping them also, there's all the more chance that he himself would have this urge in him to refrain from this sin whenever it comes his way. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ